In the week that will see the meeting of the UN General Assembly in New York and the G20 Summit in Pittsburgh, the World Food Program is calling on world leaders to keep up the issue of hunger high on the agenda. WFP says that for the world's most vulnerable, hunger is a stark reality. Moreover, its budget to feed 108 million people in 74 countries this year is US$6.7 billion. But to date, the UN organization has met less than a third of their estimated costs. WFP spokesman Greg Barrow says the world's leaders need to step up to the plate in a bigger way.
We are entering almost unprecedented territory here as far as WFP's funding is concerned. We're almost two-thirds of the way through the year, and we have barely one-third of the amount of money that we need to feed 108 million people in 74 countries in 2009. We told governments that this year we would need $6.7 billion to do that job. As it stands, we have around $2.6 billion. So as a result, we're having to look very seriously at many of our programs and look at reducing rations and in some cases cutting programs for some of the world's hungriest people.
What do we need to do to make world leaders aware of the need to focus on keeping their pledges to provide funds for aid programs to fight global poverty and global hunger?
Well, you mentioned the G20 summit in Pittsburgh. Next week also, world leaders will be gathering for the United Nations General Assembly in New York. What we're saying at the World Food Program is please keep the issue of hunger at the very top of the agenda. When we use money that's sent to us by governments, we use it extremely carefully. We target it at the very vulnerable people. Most of our food goes to women and children. We target our food at the elderly, people who are suffering from illnesses such as tuberculosis or HIV infection. But it's a very, very sharp focus on those people who are really living with hunger every day and can completely depend on WFP for their assistance.